Elias, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me today. Let's dive right in. Tell me how the farm got its start and when.
So we moved here 35 years ago. My dad and my uncle came. And then, so that's when we started, but it was quite a bit different from what it is today. And then I kind of joined in after college, which was 2010.
How old were you when you left your home country?
When I was 4 years old, we immigrated from Switzerland. We came over, and so that's when we bought this existing farm.
Why Canada? I mean, was there not anything available for you there at the time?
There's not a lot of land there. He had rent land. They looked in Switzerland, moving somewhere in Switzerland, but there wasn't a lot of options.
And how many dairy farms in total in Switzerland?
I was just in Switzerland, and they have 50,000 dairy farms in Switzerland, and we have 30,000 in Canada.
So your dad and your uncle had a small farm there. What kind of yield would they be looking at back then?
Well, they would do per day, like it would get picked up every 2 days. So they're making like, I don't know, 200 to 400 liters in that day. And then, so yeah, it's not a lot to work with.
So how did they start out back here then?
They started with, I think it was 68 cows when they came here 35 years ago.
And they slowly worked themselves up?
We were at 142 cows by like the 2000s.
Now, you told me earlier that there was a fire here at one point.
The first fire, we lost some calves. I think it was 14 calves in the first fire. And no cows in the second fire. We got everything out.
That must have been horrible. What happened to the herd?
The community was pretty amazing. We had the fire at 12 noon. And by that evening, every milking cow was at a different farm through the Ottawa Valley.
Okay, so coming back to present time, how many head do you have?
So now we milk around 160 cows on 4 different robots. So they get milked with robotic milking.
How do your cows deal with this kind of heat?
They're not good at regulating their own temperatures. The bodies aren't built that way. They like cool temperatures.
And how about winters?
They would do fine out in the freezing cold, but they like that 0 degree kind of thing. Maybe a little bit below zero would be fine too.
So what's the average daily output per cow roughly?
Our cows are doing quite well at the moment. We're probably around 47 to 48 liters per cow per day.
So it's a robotic feeding system you have here, and you say the cows kind of understand their routines?
The cows and the robots, they can go up to 5 times a day. They will go get milked on their own. And so that helps with milk production.
What does their diet consist of primarily?
Yeah, so they eat corn silage, dry hay, and then a bunch of minerals and vitamins, canola, things like that.
So how often does this feeding robot do its thing?
In the whole barn with all the heifers and the calves and everything, it makes about 30 to 35 mixes a day. So there's always fresh feed being delivered.
So you know a lot about every one of these cows, I'm sure.
Well, milk production is one thing. We collect a lot of data through the robots, and DHI, also Dairy Herd Improvement System, also does a lot of sampling as well that you can do.
Is there anything else you've got going on here you want to talk about? I think you mentioned methane gas.
We do a few other things on our farm. We do methane, we collect methane gas and make electricity with that, and it goes back on the grid.
We should really talk about that, but we're out of time for now. Elias, it's been great. Thank you for taking the time. This has been the latest installment of Growing Up on the Farm. I'm Richard Evans.